Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
KJ, first off, congratulations on the win and the game-winning TD. Thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great, man. Thanks for having me, man. It's been a busy couple of days since then, but it's been really fun.
Take me through that game-winning score.
Right, man. So I just came off a previous catch. You know, we were in field goal range. So the clock was kind of coming down, and we got the play call, and I was able to stem my defender and get open for a touchdown. Kurt threw a great ball. Offensive line did a great job blocking, and we were able to get it done.
Now, you're standing in the end zone. You look pretty calm. What was going through your mind when you were in the end zone and just looking at the whole scene unfold?
Oh, man, it was so much emotions. That was a really emotional game. You know, we had missed some opportunities down the field earlier in the game. You know, it was really physical and blocking for Dalvin and Deuce. And, you know, it was just a great moment for me. You know, I love, you know, being able to get the energy in the stadium, you know, rocking. And, you know, my mom is there, family was there. So it was just a kind of a moment to let the whole stadium kind of celebrate and, you know, this hard work.
It looked like you were just taking it in, because if I was just looking at it from afar, I know you were excited, but you looked just pretty normal in that end zone. Like, this is a regular business for you.
Of course, that's exactly what it is. It's like, you know, I'm here to make plays. You know, this is something I want to get used to, and you know, that's what it was. It was a lot of emotions.
They went to you on every throw on that drive, every play on that drive. What kind of confidence does that really just give you, that in a clutch moment like that, with all the weapons that you guys have, that Kirk kept on going back to you?
Oh, man, a bunch of confidence. And, you know, we had a bunch of games like that last year. The way they were playing JJ, you know, obviously, you know, we have a bunch of other pass catchers, you know, in our offense. But, you know, for them to go to me and my number was called, you know, I just try to answer the bell every time my number is called and every opportunity. So, you know, that was huge for my confidence, you know, and you know, gaining my teammates and my quarterback's trust in me. And, again, we were able to get it done. So, you know, we'll move on to the next week.
KJ Osborne here with us. You've caught a game-winning touchdown pass before. I saw you said it was the same play, just the other side, up against the Panthers last year. Your story, we've talked about it before, at Buffalo, Miami. Then you get drafted in the fifth round, really started to come onto the scene last year in the NFL, and this is supposed to be a big year for you. Just how do you kind of put that moment on Sunday into perspective, knowing the journey, knowing the grind that you've been through?
Right, man, it was huge. I mean, like I said, that's kind of what that kind of end zone, just kind of standing there celebration was. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot that, you know, that goes into that moment. You know, there's a lot of, you know, talk, you know, about the three receiver sets and, you know, just a lot of hard work. And I'm playing my hometown team. My mom is there. You know, everybody's back at home watching. You know, it was a bunch. Like I said, that's why, you know, the moment, it was a bunch to kind of take in, you know, when you put it into perspective. But, you know, I just try to, you know, be where my feet are and, you know, focus on, you know, one day at a time, you know, because it can be a lot, you know, when you think about, you know, the magnitude of everything. But, again, that's something I was grateful for and, you know, definitely a special moment for me.
What was your conversation like with your mom after the game?
Oh, man, she was obviously super excited. She was there. My mom comes to every game, home and away. My sister was there and my aunt was there. That was her first time. In U.S. Bank Stadium, so that was a good one for her to come to. So, you know, they're just running on me, you know, jumping up and down, happy. You know, all their phones are going crazy. Again, the game was on back at home. You know, I live a couple miles away from Detroit, so, you know, everybody's seen it. So their phones are going crazy and things like that. So, I was really happy to see them.
That's unbelievable. KJ Osborne here with us. Where do you think you are at right now in the development in your career? Is this supposed to be a nice step for you this season?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely supposed to be a nice step. I mean, I feel like, I have a long way to go. I mean, there's if you ask me that, I don't care if I'm, a 10-time Pro Bowler, I'm going to give you the same answer. There's always room to improve. I feel like there's a lot in my game that, I can get better at, to be the player that I want to be, to reach the goals that I have. So that's what I try to do, man. Every week, during the season, I tell people my whole life and time and schedule and anything I do is surrounded by, what I do on Sundays. So, there's a lot that I want to improve at, and I'm excited for it.
You guys dug yourself into a hole up against Detroit. What really clicked for you guys as a team in that fourth quarter when you knew you needed to find a way to go make some plays and go win that game so you didn't suffer back-to-back losses?
Oh, man, we just never gave up our hope, man, in our fight. This team has a tremendous amount of fight, and, we learned that, and that we can persevere through adversity. We always believed that, we could win that game. There was never a doubt, on our bench or on our sideline, no matter how things were going, that, we could, pull it together and get it done. So I think, that fight, throughout our whole team, everybody on that sideline in that stadium, there was no doubt. And, it was great that we were able to pull it off and do it.
Was it at all a little bit tough to move on from that Eagles game? Did that carry over maybe into the first three quarters at all?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, like, win or lose, even the Eagles week, we knew that that wasn't our best performance. We go out there, we practice, and, we move on from it. And, each game is its own. Each play is its own. So, that was far removed. And again, so like win or lose, when we go on here against the Saints, the Lions, that'll be out of our head, and it's on to the next one.
KJ Osborne here with us from the Minnesota Vikings had the game-winning touchdown, was the team's leading receiver on Sunday. Vikings this weekend going to London to square off against the Saints. A few more on last week's game. Adam Thielen caught his 50th career touchdown pass, catch. Just your relationship, him being a veteran on the team, how do you kind of put into perspective and describe your guys' relationship and what he's meant, you being a young guy on the team and he being one of the vets?
Right, man. That relationship is everything, man. Ever since I got drafted to Minnesota, being able to speak to Adam, he's taking me, in with open arms, teaching me and helping me with anything I can ask for on and off the field. Obviously a great guy to have in the locker room, a great dad. And, he's a great guy, man. That's somebody that, I'll speak to forever, So that 50th touchdown, I walked up and told him, coming from where you come from and, undrafted, to have 50 touchdowns in the NFL, man, that's special. I just congratulated him. I was so happy for him. And, I can't wait to see, how his career continues.
You talked about the man that he is in terms of on the football field. What has he really taught you?
Oh, man, I mean, there's countless things. I mean, we could be on the phone all day long. And it's not even things that, he's told me, just being himself, though, that I'm always watching. I'm always stealing moves from out of anybody's book. If I like them, I'm going to try to use them. Adam has his own game. I try to, take some things from his game, take things from other receivers, but to be able to see him, work and be a pro, out there every day on the field. How he carries himself, how he prepares, how he practices, ultimately how he plays, he's big time.
It's not often that Justin Jefferson gets bottled up. It hasn't been his best games the last 2 weeks. We know how great of a receiver he is. What type of performance do you expect on Sunday up against the Saints for Justin Jefferson?
I mean, a big one, man. I mean, he's Justin Jefferson. He's getting that coverage, for a reason. So I'm sure we'll have a plan, KO, he's and his smarts will come up with ways, get that double team off him. The Lions had a really good plan against him. In the game, it'll come to him. Justin's a very, unselfish player. He knows, if he's taking, two, three guys, it's leaving other guys open. So, me doing my thing, Adam doing his thing, Irv, it's going to be tough for teams to, just try to double him. For the whole season. So eventually it'll come off of him, he'll do his thing.
Where do you think your offense is at through the first three games of the season?
Oh man, I think, you know, we're still a new group, you know, going through this thing with, you know, with a new head coach and everything like that. You know, we got off to a really explosive start, you know, and again during the second week, you know, we didn't really do what we wanted to do. You know, last week, you know, we were able to pull it out and win. Like I said, but like the question you asked me earlier, you know, there's always a lot for improvement. You know, even in the Green Bay game, you know, we thought, you know, we left things out there and opportunities out there. So, you know, it's always room to grow and improve. But I think the best is yet to come.
KJ Osborne here with us. I got a chance to talk to Alexander Mattison after the game, and he said you just have that clutch gene. Give me a little thought or two on Alexander Mattison, next man up mentality. Dalvin Cook, unfortunately, out of the game. And he stepped up big, man, with that touchdown right before yours.
Oh man, so big. You know, he always does. You know, every time, you know, Matty gets his opportunity, man, he always, you know, takes advantage of it and does great things. And I asked him today, I mean, like, man, how do you break so many tackles like that? How do you just bounce off guys and you know, they're not able to bring you down? It's amazing to see. You know, like I said, every time Matty is in there, you know, he does an excellent job. You know, I can't wait to see how he continues to go.
Are you guys expecting Dalvin Cook to be on the field this weekend, or you just don't know yet?
Oh, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Well, give me a thought
That's
or two.
You have to ask Coach.
You got it. Well, hey, about Coach Kevin O'Connell, we've seen him now for three games. You've had the whole offseason with him. Well, what has he really brought to this team from that maybe they were missing last year when you look at Kevin O'Connell?
I think he's brought a lot of unity. You know, just in the building, in the locker room, you know, it feels more like family. It feels more, you know, open, and you know, we're able to talk to him, and you know, he's laughing with us and talking to us. You know, just being human. You know, a lot of times, you know, in this league, in this profession, you know, it's so much business, and you know, we understand that, but you know, he also allows us to, you know, have a relationship with him, be able to talk to him, and be open with him. And I think that has brought us closer as a team, you know, to be able to fight in games like this, you know, knowing that our offense, we got, you know, a slow start, but, you know, we know we can rely on our defense. You know, our defense came up with a couple big stops, okay, and then I score, and then defense goes out there, and Josh gets that game-winning interception. You know, that's stuff on the field, but that stuff, you know, has you know, been in translation since March. You know, just us being close, you know, us believing in each other, us, that's where that no doubt, you know, and that fight comes from.
When you look at the Saints, you'll play them Sunday in London. What's the first thing or two that stands out about that Saints defense?
Oh man, of course. I mean, they play fast, they play hard. You know, they have a great leader there in the middle that they're led by. They got a couple good guys on that side of the ball. So of course, you know, just like any other NFL game, you know, we have to come ready, come prepared, and you know, be ready to put on a good show.
Do you like that you guys are going to London? I know it's a long trip for a football game. Do you like it, or is it just is what it is?
Oh no, I like it. I like it. You know, I was able to be over there. You know, I had the opportunity to go over there this summer. And, you know, be able to see Tottenham Stadium and go to Wimbledon. And, you know, the flag football 707 championships there. So I got a chance to experience it for about a week, and it was awesome, man. Seeing the fans there, seeing the stadium. So I'm really excited for it, and you know, I love to see our game growing.
Well, heck of a game on Sunday. Good luck. Safe travels this upcoming week. Well, when do you guys, by the way, go out to London?
I think we leave on Thursday.
Thursday. All right. Well, safe travel. Have a good flight, and we'll see what happens on Sunday. Thanks. Appreciate the time, as always.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.